From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin affirmed that state civil apparatuses with superiority and integrity have become the key to success of simplifying Indonesian bureaucracy. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Vice President Amin at the Integrity Zone Appreciation and Award Ceremony held virtually from Jakarta on Monday stated that the success of bureaucratic reform is vastly determined by human resources who are superior and have integrity. Those are urgently needed as the agents of change for progress. Bureaucratic reform is a pillar that determines the success of the vision of for advanced Indonesia, for which the government remains committed to strengthening and expediting the simplification of bureaucracy across ministries, non-ministerial government and agencies, and local governments. He remarked Indonesia needs to continue to strengthen steps and expand the scope of the integrity zone, as well as create clean governance, optimal public services, reliable and accountable bureaucratic capacity, and professional human resources. The Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing completed renovation of the Bogor Botanical Gardens Orchid Park to support conservation and preservation of orchid plants species outside their natural habitat, or ex situ. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono in a statement on Monday noted that the orchid park of the Bogor Botanical Garden will certainly add to the existing facilities properly. It is also expected to increase the plant collection as part of Indonesia's rich biodiversity. He further said the park aims at adding to the aesthetic appeal of the Bogor Botanical Garden and contributes to the conservation of water and soil in addition to improving the air quality in urban areas. It includes a main greenhouse spanning an area of 6,813 square meters and a tissue culture laboratory measures 1,560 square meters. The Provincial Government of Bali and the Provincial Government of West Nusa Tenggara are collaborating to support the preparation for the 2021 MotoGP, scheduled to be held at the Mandalika Circuit, Central Lombok Regency. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, Governor of the Province, Zulkifli Mansyah, stated tourism development between Bali and West Nusa Tenggara Province is not a competition, but it is how to build together in collaboration for tourism. It was said by Zulkifli Mansyah in a written statement on Monday during a working visit to the governor of Bali, Wayan Koster, at his office Jaya Shaba in Denpasar, Bali. Zulkifli Mansyah paid attention to the steps of Bali province, which has supported West Nusa Tenggara province as the host of the Mandalika MotoGP event in 2021. He approved that he has known Governor Koster for a long time. Moreover, before serving as governors, the two governors were members of the House of Representatives of Indonesia. Meanwhile, Governor of Bali, Wayan Koster, admitted that the international event is not only the pride of West Nusa Tenggara, but the pride of all Indonesian people. Anies Baswedan, Jakarta Governor, again extended the transitional large-scale social distancing, or PSBB, measures in the capital city until January 3, 2021. As reported by Antaranus Agency, he noted in a statement on Monday that Jakarta Province Administration will monitor the mobility of the population and control it, so that there is no transmission both from outside to Jakarta and vice versa. Hence, it is necessary for Indonesian people, especially families in Jakarta, to refrain from holidaying outside home, especially out of Jakarta. The transitional large-scale social distancing was extended on the basis of no sign of a decrease in the number of COVID-19 cases since mid-November 2020. Based on data compiled by the Jakarta Provincial Health Office, the percentage of total number of confirmed cases has shown an upward trend over the past 4 weeks. As of December 20, 2020, Jakarta's confirmed case tally stood at 163,111, an increase of 13.3% as compared to the previous 2 weeks, at 143,961 cases on December 6. Let's move on to the international news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday that there were still problems in Brexit trade talks and that Britain would thrive without a deal. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Johnson told reporters when asked if there would be a trade deal that the position is unchanged and there are problems. It's vital that everybody understand that the UK has got to be able to control its own laws completely and also that they've got to be able to control their own fisheries. He further explained the WTO terms would be more than satisfactory for the UK and Britain can certainly cope with any difficulties that are thrown away. Several European countries have reportedly closed their entrance to people from Britain. This is related to the discovery of a new variant of COVID strain, which is said to be more contagious. The World Health Organization appealed to the public not to be too worried about a new, highly contagious variant of the coronavirus COVID-19 emerging in the UK. According to WHO, this is a normal part of a pandemic evolution. The WHO Emergency Director, Mike Ryan, asked the world community to focus on continuing efforts to prevent the coronavirus rather than focusing on what was uncertain.
It's the same rules with this virus, any variant of this virus, and we must focus on what we can do and what we do know rather than what we don't know. Science will find the answers for what we don't know. Governments will take the appropriate precautions in the meantime. But people, individuals and communities need to get on with the business of stopping the transmission of this virus.
Director General of WHO Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus shares similar views. Tedros asked the public to continue to make efforts to suppress the spread of the virus because according to him, if people do not make efforts to suppress the spread of the virus, the chance for the virus to mutate is very large.
WHO is working with scientists to understand how these generic changes affect how the virus behaves. The bottom line is that we need to suppress transmission of all SARS-CoV-2 viruses as quickly as we can. The more we allow it to spread, the more opportunity it has to change.
Citing data from the UK, WHO officials said they had no evidence that the variant made people sicker or more deadly than the existing strains of COVID-19, although it is appeared to spread more easily. WHO Emergency Chief Mike Ryan said new strains were a normal part of the evolution of a pandemic and that it was not out of control. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden received his first injected dose of the COVID-19 vaccine live on television on Monday in an effort to boost confidence in its safety ahead of its wide distribution next year. As quoted by Reuters.com on Monday, Biden has said he would make the fight against the coronavirus, which has killed more than 300,000 Americans and infected more than 17.5 million, his top priority when he takes office on January 28. At the age of 78, he is in the high-risk group for the highly contagious respiratory disease. A Democrat, Biden will inherit the logistical challenges of distributing the vaccine to hundreds of millions of Americans, as well as the task of persuading people who worry its development was rushed for political reasons to take it. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumati.
Thank you.
Today, December 22nd, Indonesian women commemorate Mother's Day. Mother's Day in Indonesia is different from Mother's Day in other countries. If the Mother's Day in other countries is commemorated to pamper mothers at home by avoiding housework, the Mother's Day in Indonesia is commemorated to recollect the rise of Indonesian women to improve their fates through the Women's Congress. On December 22, 1928, 30 women's organizations from Java and Sumatra held a Women's Congress for the first time. 600 women gathered, discussed, exchanged ideas, and united their ideas at Dalam Jaya Dipuran in Yogyakarta. For 3 days, from December 22nd to December 25th, they discussed women's education for girls, child marriage, forced marriage, marriage, and arbitrary divorce. In addition, the Congress also discussed and fought for the role of women not only as wives, but also as servants of husbands. Now, 92 years after the Congress, there has been much progress in improving the condition of Indonesian women. Same regulation and laws have been stipulated to protect Indonesian women. The Ministry of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection was established, the National Commission on Violence Against Women, or Komnas Perempuan, was formed. The equality of women is guaranteed in political, economic, and social aspects. However, there is still homework for the executive and legislative bodies regarding the condition of women. There is still the draft law on the elimination of sexual violence, or the RUU PKS, which has been proposed from 2016 and until now has not been discussed by the legislator. There are many obstacles to the bill entering into the National Legislation Program, or PROLEGNAS, even in 2020. There are some people who have not fully understood the bill until now, resulting in rejection. But finally, the legislative body, or DPR, has decided to include the PKS bill into the 2021 National Legislative Program, PROLEGNAS. More recently, Deputy Chairwoman of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, Lestari Murdiat, has called for the public to participate in overseeing the process of making the law on the elimination of sexual violence. She perceived that the public can also provide DPR support by strengthening understanding of the contents and benefits of the PKS bill to the people who do not agree with the PKS bill. The year 2021 is only a few days ahead. All parties are expected to continue to support the PKS bill to be passed into a law, because this law is not only to protect the interests of women, but to protect the entire civilization of nation. That was commentary. Today in history, I'll begin with the Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia as established in West Sumatra, led by Syafruddin Prawiranegara. The Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia is the administrator of the Republic of Indonesia for the December 22, 1948 to July 13, 1949 period, which is also known as the Emergency Cabinet. The Emergency Government was established because then Indonesian leaders Soekarno and Muhammad Hatta were captured by the Dutch on December 19, 1948, during the Second Dutch Military Aggression. The two leaders held meeting and gave the mandate to Syafruddin Prawiranegara to form an interim. On December 22, 1928, the first Indonesian Women's Congress, known as Mother's Day, occurred. The December 22nd is celebrated in Indonesia as Mother's Day. On that date in 1928, 600 women from 30 women's organizations on the island of Java and Sumatra held the first Women's Congress in Yogyakarta. Issues that were discussed included women's education for girls, child marriage, forced marriage, marriage, and divorce arbitrarily. In addition, the Congress also discussed and fought for the role of women not only as wives and servants of husbands. The first president of Indonesia, Soekarno, through Presidential Decree No. 316 of 1959, set December 22nd as Mother's Day to commemorate the 1928 Women's Congress as the beginning of the struggle of women in Indonesia. At that time, women were often called kaum ibu, or the mothers, hence the name Mother's Day. I'll end today in history with Army Women's Corps Day. The Army Women Corps was first proposed by the Assistant Third Personnel of the Army Chief of Staff, Dr. Sumarno Sostroatmojo. In 1959, this proposal received support and a decree was issued for the formation of the Indonesian Army Women Corps on December 21, 1960. However, Army Women Corps Day was set for December 22nd to coincide with the commemoration of Mother's Day. That was Today in History.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's calls for the importance of strengthening cooperation among the countries in the Indian Ocean region to face global challenges, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. This was expressed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at the 20th Council of Ministers or COM meeting of the Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA, which was held virtually on December 17, 2020. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id on Friday, Minister Retno in her statement emphasized that IORA member countries have no other choice but to adapt in order to remain relevant and based on the initial objectives of establishing this organization. In this regard, Minister Retno emphasized three major areas to strengthen the cooperation between IORA member countries and partner countries. First point is that it's important to enhance efforts to deal with the COVID-19. Second one is that IORA needs to rebuild the marine and fisheries sector to recover the post-pandemic economy. Global fishery activity has fallen by 10% since March 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Market demand has dropped, and the supply chain of marine food or seafood is disrupted. Under these conditions, Minister Ratno perceived that the small-scale fishermen are most affected. Third, Minister Ratno encouraged the Indian Ocean to remain a stable, safe, and peaceful area. She also remarked that IORA has to become a net contributor in shaping the Indo-Pacific regional architecture for the creation of a stable, peaceful, and prosperous region. She also underlined that this can be achieved through the synergy of all regional mechanisms in the fields of maritime, SDGs, connectivity, and other economic operation. On that occasion, Minister Ratno Marsudi also expressed her appreciation for the support of IORA countries regarding the formation of the Core Group on Fisheries Management, or CGFM, which was initiated by Indonesia. The CGFM will provide more space for post-pandemic economic recovery cooperation. The 20th IORA Ministerial Meeting, or PTM, resulted in an Emirates communique containing the result of IORA's work during 2020, including efforts to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic and some initiative to improve the effectiveness and feasibility of IORA. In addition, the meeting also validated the CGFM as a functional body of IORA. The CGFM is the embodiment of the result of the 2017 IORA Summit, which mandates increased cooperation in the fishery sector. IORA is an organization of countries in the Indian Ocean that focuses on maritime cooperation. Founded in 1997, currently, IORA has 23 members and has 9 dialogue partner countries. That was my Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbreiding van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Stop bicara cinta jika hanya garitkan luka. Stop bicara rindu jika hadirmu tak terasa. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri sampai kau cari aku. Aku baiknya semua kembali kita pikirkan. Lanjutkah, hentikah kita. Ku bertahan
masih tersisa untukmu. Tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Stop. Janji aku bukan prioritasmu. Stop bicara tentang masa depan kita tak jelas. Perlukah ku menjauh? Biarkan kau sendiri sampai kau cari aku. Aku baiknya semua kembali kita pikirkan. Lanjutkah, hentikah kita? Aku bertahan karena ku ingin bertahan. Ada cinta masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Stop, 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 stop. Stop, 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 stop. Jika hanya garitkan luka.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, I will introduce you Jati Jajar Cave, one of the leading destinations in Kebumen Regency, Central Java. This cave is located in a limestone mountain area that stretches on the southern of Gombong District, Kebumen, precisely at Jati Jajar Village, Ayah Sub-District, Kebumen Regency. The distance of this cave from Kebumen City is about 32 kilometers, with a travel time of approximately 1 hour. The entrance ticket is 12,500 rupiah per person, with a parking fee of 5,000 rupiah for car and 2,000 rupiah for motorcycle. Jati Jajar Cave has 250 meters long, 12 meters high, 15 meters wide, and is located at an altitude of 50 meters above sea level. In front of the cave area, there is a dinosaur fossil logo. There is also a giant statue of a dinosaur that releases water up to the mouth of the cave. Entering the cave, you will see the charm of beauty of the stalagmites and stalactites that hang on the walls and on the floor of the cave. Apart from stalactites and stalagmites, there are also many limestone pillars. The limestone pillar phenomenon is a combine of stalactites and stalagmites that have been formed over millions of years. There are also several wells or ponds at Jati Jajar Cave, which are the source of the river flow. In total, there are four springs, namely the Pusar Bumi, the Jombor, the Mawar, and the Kantil Springs. The water in the four springs is also believed to have their own benefits. The water of Sendang Pusar Bumi and Sendang Jombor are believed to be used for various purposes according to people's beliefs respectively. Meanwhile, Sendang Mawar is believed to make someone stay young if they shower or wash their face there. While Sendang Kantil is believed that if someone takes a shower or wash their face there, their intentions and dreams will be easily achieved. Jati Jajar Cave also cannot be separated from the legend of Raden Kamandaka Lutung Kasarung. It is a typical story of West Java because originated from the Pajajaran Kingdom. Therefore, this cave is also equipped with 8 dioramas and 32 statues that tell the legend of Raden Kamandaka, the crown prince of the Pajajaran Kingdom or known as Lutung Kasarung, with a version of Central Javanese folklore. These statues are also lighted and look more aesthetic. Along the way to the cave is also equipped with lighting. However, when entering the cave, you need to be careful because it is quite slippery. After enjoying the cave, you can visit the maze garden to relax. There is also a children's play area. The Jati Jajar Cave site is also equipped by other facilities such as toilets, prayer rooms, food stalls, and parking area. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bicara hanya
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Boleh Lihat Menunya? Boleh Lihat Menunya? Or in English, May I See the Menu? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Boleh Lihat Menunya. Boleh Lihat Menunya, or May I See the Menu? At the campus cafeteria, Kevin ordered a plate of fried rice with a fried egg.
Ini pesanan kamu.
Es teh manis ya, Bu?
Iya. Ada pesanan lain?
Saya mau pesan sepiring nasi goreng, Bu.
Mau pakai telur dadar atau mata sapi?
Telur mata sapi ya, Bu.
Baik, berarti sepiring nasi goreng dengan telur mata sapi. Ditunggu ya.
Siap, Bu.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme. Boleh lihat menunya? Boleh lihat menunya? Which means, may I see the menu? I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Daftar menu. Daftar menu, which means menu. Pesan makanan. Pesan makanan, which means to order food. Pakai. Pakai, which means with. Mau pakai telur mata sapi? Mau pakai telur mata sapi, which means want it with a fried egg. Telur dadar. Telur dadar, which means omelette. Pesanan. Pesanan, which means order. Ada pesanan lain? Ada pesanan lain, which means any other order. Sepiring nasi goreng. Sepiring nasi goreng, which means a plate of fried rice. Saya mau pesan sepiring nasi goreng. Saya mau pesan sepiring nasi goreng, which means I would like to order a plate of fried rice. Paling laris. Paling laris, which means best selling. Tunggu. Tunggu, which means wait. Ditunggu ya. Ditunggu ya, which means wait for it, okay? When ordering food, you can use phrases just like ordering a drink that was learned in the previous lessons. As a reminder, here are expressions you can use. Boleh lihat menunya? Boleh lihat menunya? Which means, may I see the menu? Saya mau pesan makanan. Saya mau pesan makanan. Which means, I want to order food. Ada daftar menunya? Ada daftar menunya? Which means, is there the menu? Apa makanan yang paling laris? Apa makanan yang paling laris? Which means, what is the best-selling food? In the dialogue, Kevin uses the sentence, Saya mau pesan sepiring nasi goreng, Bu. Saya mau pesan sepiring nasi goreng, Bu. Which means, I want to order a plate of fried rice, ma'am. After saying that, the cafeteria owner responded by saying, Mau pakai telur dadar atau mata sapi? Mau pakai telur dadar atau mata sapi? Which means, do you want it with an omelette or a fried egg? Usually, fried rice is accompanied by an omelette or a fried egg. So, the cafeteria owner asked Kevin which one he wanted. Kevin chose fried egg and she confirmed Kevin's order by saying, Baik, berarti sepiring nasi goreng dengan telur mata sapi. Ditunggu ya. Baik, berarti sepiring nasi goreng dengan telur mata sapi. Ditunggu ya. Which means, okay, it's a plate of fried rice with a fried egg then. Please wait. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesians today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Ini pesanan kamu.
Es teh manis ya, Bu?
Iya. Ada pesanan lain?
Saya mau pesan sepiring nasi goreng, Bu.
Mau pakai telur dadar atau mata sapi?
Telur mata sapi ya, Bu.
Baik. Berarti sepiring nasi goreng dengan telur mata sapi. Ditunggu ya.
Siap, Bu.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa!
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Masa di mana kita bersama, ku buka lembar demi lembar buku ingatan kita dulu. Ku berbisik dalam benak ini. Dirimu, kau yang terindah dalam hidupku, namun masa itu. telah berlalu. Tak terasa tetesan air mata mengalir basahi pipiku. Ku tak mampu bernafas lagi karena kaulah cahaya nafas. Layangkan surat ini, ku berharap ku sentuh dirimu. Kau yang terindah dalam hidupku, namun masa itu telah berlalu.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I will present a Malay song entitled Bungo Cempako, sung by Rini Fahariani. Bungo Cempako is a Malay song of Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. The song consists of poetry verses which are sung repeatedly. Lyrics of the song tell about feeling of love and longing to a girl or man. The song is taken the title Bungo Cempako because beginning of the lyrics tell about cempaka flower that has three petals. One petal fell to the earth. This part of the lyrics is the meaning of the rhyme contained in the song. This song has fast tempo music. Let's listen to the song Bungo Cempako, sung by Rini Fahariani.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.